Team that played a great game tonight. Tremendous crowd. The blowout was successful. You could see all the trouble we had with our communication. I just think it was a great night for football in the National Football League. So proud of our guys for the victory that they were able to pull out in this environment against this football team in this situation. A couple things. What can you say about Justin Tucker? All right. He tells me when we got the ball there, I think at the 45-yard line, I say, hey, we kicking this or are we going to try to go for it on 4th and 10? He said, I got it. He kind of ordered me almost to kick it, you know. Then we got him 2 more yards. So that was a plus. But 6 field goals, 61-yard field goal, both team records, 6 career game winner. Special teams, the coverage and the return game. I thought we had 2 big returns, one on the punt return, then obviously the kickoff return at the end of the game that set up that field goal drive with tremendous. Jerry Rosberg, Chris Hewitt, and all those guys on special teams just played so well. Albert McClellan, one of the leaders on special teams. Secondary played extremely well. Corners, solid technique football, played the ball extremely well downfield against a great group of receivers. Safeties, of course, Matt Elam played pretty well too. Had the pick at the end of the game. James Ahedibo played well. Linebackers, led by Darrell Smith, had a sack and an interception. O-line play, I thought our O-line played great. Against that pass rush and that front, we ran the ball effectively as we needed to, and we pass protected extremely well. I think we had 1 sack. It was just a great job by the offensive line. Running backs did a nice job in protection as well, and our wide receivers made some big plays when they had to, some big chunk plays when they had to. Joe, of course, played about like he always plays. He played great, and he came up big when we needed him. The only downside was the red zone, and a touchdown or two in there would have helped us. So proud of our team. It's a big win. You take them any way you can get them right now, and that was big for us. So we're going to go 12 hours here because we got a real tough ball game coming up in Baltimore in 6 days. Okay, thanks. No, we were. What we wanted to do was run up there and make it appear that we were going to run a play, perhaps, and try to get the clock run down as low as we possibly could. So Joe did a good job of acting there a little bit. I got a little antsy and called the timeout because I just wanted to make sure we didn't flinch or anything like that. But we wanted to take as much time down as we could. You got an offense like that out there, that was going to be important for us. You know, I don't know. I was confident. You know, I thought we had a real good shot at it. He's a great kicker, and we have a great operation. You know, between Sam and Morgan, we have a great operation. So we give ourselves a chance to be really solid with the way we kick the ball. They work hard at that. And our protection has been very good all year, so the O-line, again, did a great job with that.
The fact that he hit the 53 and had the extra distance earlier, was that giving you a good one on defense?
Yeah, probably. You know, I just felt good about it. I probably would have tried it either way, yeah, sure. Right.
Do you feel like you guys have finally solved that over the last 3 weeks?
Well, we've had a lot of practice at it, you know, close games. I think we've had 11 close games maybe, Kevin? 11 of them so far this year. So that's what the National Football League is. Coach Schwartz and I were talking about that before the game. It's an amazing league. And everybody, it's so close, you know, and that's what makes it great.
On the 3rd down run, where were you trying? What would have made you even more comfortable to try to go and kick it without having such a tough decision?
Well, anything inside the 40 would have been a goal for us. You know, obviously, if we could have got a 1st down there, it would have been better. But we wanted to pop it for as many as we could.
Can you just talk a little bit more about Jimmy Smith's play and how he was able to kind of limit Wisconsin? Yeah.
Jimmy, I think from what I saw, played on top, square football. He kept his eyes where they were supposed to be, whether it was man or zone, and he played the ball extremely well downfield. He was physical, of course. But he played just really, really well.
Yeah, just to clarify, when did he tell you he was going to make it? Was that between 2nd and 3rd down?
That was between 2nd and 3rd down, yeah.
And he came to you or you asked him?
I asked him, yeah.
John, how concerned were you about Joe? It looks like he took a hit and he needed to stretch that.
Yeah, that was tough. He got a knee right there below. He got a helmet right there below the knee. So, you know, that would have something I'm sure that they'll take a look at. Yeah, he fought through that. You know, Joe Flacco is a tough guy. You know, Joe Flacco is one tough guy, and he's a great player in crunch time.
You guys have won 4 in a row, the most important time of the year. Do you feel like you're playing your best football?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, we're playing our best football right now. We're going to have to continue to improve, you know, with what we have in front of us down the stretch.
And you touched about Matt Eagle. You know, how big it was right. After the week he had.
Right. Yeah, you know, Matt learned a lesson in the sense of how he said things, but Matt didn't mean anything derogatory in any way. You know, what he said was, when you go back and look, it was a very respectful statement. And he really got taken to task for it, which I think is it's what we do in our society. And it's a little, you know, I think that's something we ought to look at ourselves about, to be honest with you. We go on the attack, you know, we really do. And that's something we really ought to be asking ourselves some questions about. But I'm proud of Matt for the way he handled it. I learned a lesson in how he deals with the media, certainly, but he did the thing he needed to do. He played. He trusted his teammates. He had faith. You look at our football team. The thing I love about our football team is we're a team of faith. We believe, all right? We trust. And because of that, we will fight. We will run the race right down to the end. And that's something our football team does, and I'm very proud of them for that.
All right.
All set? Thank you.
Ravens.